Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Let's bring in Dave Zancaro now. Dave, always a pleasure. Great to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So Bradberry is now a part of the mix. The Giants needed money to sign their draft choices, and the Eagles get him. What are they getting in him?
Well, they're getting a pretty good player who last year wasn't as good as his best. So I think it's easy to say they're getting a Pro Bowler because he was that 2 years ago, but he wasn't a Pro Bowler last year. He didn't play to that level. But he's still a pretty good corner, and he's still a lot better than what they had. So he'll fit into that second cornerback spot opposite Darius Slay, and all of a sudden, I mean, that's a pretty good unit they have there with Slay on one side, Bradberry on the other, and then Avante Maddox, who played really well last year as the nickel.
Yeah, I've always liked Maddox, as a matter of fact. I liked him when he was a Pitt, as a matter of fact. Bradberry, of course, had the Achilles problem last year. What kind of, you always try to do your due diligence. What do the Eagles, how do they feel about the injury he had last year, which is not always the easiest one to overcome?
Yeah, I mean, they pretty clearly think he's going to be all right because they just gave him a contract worth up to $10 mil. I think he'll be all right. He's still a relatively young guy. He's only 28. And he is only, you know, I did bring up that he didn't play quite to that level last year, but he's only a couple of years removed from his Pro Bowl season. His first year with the Giants. So, and honestly, he was a player a few years ago that I really thought the Eagles should have taken a look at and ended up waiting a couple of years and getting him anyway. I think he'll fit very well in what Jonathan Gannon wants to do defensively. And he'll come here as a number two corner. And I think that takes some of the pressure off him, and it'll help him because he's not we're still going to see Darius Slay on top receivers more often than not. So, it can only help a guy like Bradberry, and he knows there's a chance that if teams don't want to throw at Slay, they're going to have to throw at him. If he puts up big numbers, he can get another big contract when the year's up.
What does the addition of Reddick mean to them in combination with some of the other moves they've made?
Yeah, I mean, well, they're listing him as a linebacker. He's going to play the Sam position
in this
defense. I mean, his job is going to be to get after the quarterback. I guess what you're getting at here is they've added some pieces that would be typical of a 3-4 defense. And it goes with Hassan Reddick and Jordan Davis and a few other additions. And I think they will be a pretty multiple defense this year. I think they are going to show 4-man fronts. I think they're going to show 3-man fronts as well. And I really think it's going to be kind of game plan centric, right? They're going to go into each week and think, how's our best bet at attacking what this offense does best? And that's really what Jonathan Gannon wants to be able to do. He looks at he's very similar to like a Brandon Staley in that he wants to be able to have enough different pieces to play different styles of defense week to week. And that's very ambitious. And he didn't quite do it in year one. And I think a lot of that was because he didn't have the right pieces to try to be that multiple, but this year he does. I mean, this year they have just the amount of players they've added on defense in the last 2 months is pretty astounding. You have Hassan Reddick, Kazir White, Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean, and now James Bradberry. So they've added five, even if they're not starters, five players in the last 2 months that are going to play an awful lot on that defense.
The intriguing draft pick to me was N'Kobe Dean. Third round, good spot for him. Productive player in college. What did you think of that pick?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I thought was they better be right about his medicals because every other team passed on him. And I think what we've learned and what I'm gleaning from it was his medicals in combination with his lack of size and teams wondering about how durable he'll be in the NFL, but just the player alone is electric. I mean, it's funny, you watch that Georgia defense last year, and everyone obviously watched a lot of Georgia. They were an incredible team, national champions. But if you watch that team, two of the guys that really stood out to you are in the Eagles now. I mean, Jordan Davis and N'Kobe Dean really solidified that defense up the gut, and now they get to play together in Philly. And even if Dean medically isn't 100% cleared, getting him at the 83rd overall pick just represents so much value there that I'm willing to take that shot, you know? I understand not doing it in the second round if there's some concern, but there were people in Philly who wanted them to take him at 51 overall, thinking that there's no chance he makes it to the third round, and then he was sitting there for them at 83. So I really like the move. I think there's obviously some risk based on how many teams passed on him, but the upside is huge. I mean, the upside is you're getting a key cog from maybe the best college football defense we've ever seen, and I'll take those chances.
All right, but there's the other part. You talk about Jordan Davis. Here's the part I don't like. I he needs to lose weight. He has no stamina. He's not going to play 28 plays. I mean, at some point in his career, he's not going to be playing 28 plays a game. In the SEC championship game where he had to play more, he had nothing in the second half. That would worry me.
Yeah, I get that worry. He's listed at like 343. I think he's 345 when he got here. He's going to get into the 330s. That's where he needs to be. So the sports science department here has to get their hands on him, and I think that'll help him out quite a bit. A lot of it obviously has to be on him to get his conditioning up and to take it seriously. But honestly, early in his career, at least as a rookie, he's going to get eased into it because they still have Hargrave, and they have Milton Williams. So he's probably going to be around that 25 to 30 snap a game range that he was in last year anyway. And then it's just about building his conditioning up for a long season and then for subsequent seasons when they will eventually ask him to do more.
Well, they're going to have to because George has a sports science department too, which they do.
Yeah, let's be honest. It's a different animal when you're a pro and you're in a league and that's your job as opposed to, you have to go to class on Monday. So I think there's a natural maturation process that occurs too. He's still a really young kid.
I agree with that, Dave. I agree with that. But remember, I broadcast Penn State games. I'm around Penn State sports department. So don't tell me there's a difference between the pro sports performance and the college. I know how it goes. I mean, Georgia's got one too.
Absolutely, it's a difference.
In what way? Just beyond age, there is, but not in terms of data that they have.
Okay, well, maybe the raw data is different, but now you're in a situation where it's this kid's job to do this, and it's a full-time job for him. So, I wouldn't worry.
I think you're assuming a lot, Dave. I'll be frank.
No,
you're assuming a lot. You are who you are. I mean, he better lose the weight. I mean, because that
you
was
are
one
who you
gap.
Are. So a 21-year-old kid is who he is.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, let me ask you something. How different is Jalen Hurts as a quarterback compared to when he was at Oklahoma and Alabama? I see a lot of the same things. I think he's a little bit better in a lot of ways, but he plays the same kind of way, which is perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. But he pretty much is what he has been. I mean, and that's with a lot of guys. They get a little bit better.
I mean, are you drawing a comparison to Jordan Davis here, or is this different?
I'm drawing a comparison that Jordan Davis is going to be facing like a Quentin Nelson and not some kid from Vanderbilt.
Okay. I don't understand how the Jalen Hurts thing plays into it.
Because how it plays into it? Okay, I'll explain it to you. This will be fun.
Okay, please.
Jalen Hurts plays in terms of how he plays. Pretty much how he played in college, you know,
okay.
In terms of how he is, because I don't want to change him because I think that's where he's at his best. Jordan Davis, who athletically does marvelous things, hasn't had to extend himself in college. And the couple times I watched him extend himself, he wasn't good.
Okay. I mean, you're comparing play style to conditioning, which doesn't really make sense to me.
Okay. Well. All right. I won't disrespect you. No, believe me, they both play in.
I know they both play a role in a player and what they're going to be at the NFL level, but to say that, I just don't understand the comparison. Here, let me talk about Jalen Hurts then, because I think he has improved as a player. The big question
there's
for him
No question. He's got better people around him, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think the question with him is, can he improve to the point that they need him to, and can he do it in a time frame before they have to make a long-term decision on him? He's still a very cheap quarterback right now. He's a second-round draft pick. So,
yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point you're making, Dave, because they're getting him on second-round money, which gives them a lot of options, which is really cool.
Yeah, and I think that's why we're seeing them spend right now is, they look at their team and they think, we have a quarterback who we think can be good enough, and he's getting paid peanuts comparative to what top-tier quarterbacks and even second-tier, third-tier quarterbacks make in the league. And I mean, the template for this has been around for a while. Like the easiest example is Seattle when they won their Super Bowl.
Russell Wilson.
They still had Russell Wilson on a really cheap deal. So I think they're looking at that and figuring, hey, let's kind of go for this, but also be in a building mode. And I think it's a smart play. I really do. I don't know long-term if Jalen Hurts is going to be the guy, but they're taking advantage of his window in case he is.
I think that is a great point, Dave, because you're right. Russell Wilson was there in a third-round contract, which allowed them to get Bobby Avril, which allowed them to extend the life of their secondary with second contracts. They got Percy Harvin, too. He paid off in the Super Bowl. Okay, the other time he didn't pay off at all, but he paid off in the Super Bowl. You're exactly right. I think you're seeing the spending pattern of the Eagles based on the fact that they've committed to a second-round quarterback, which is giving them all sorts of financial options.
Yeah, and even if Hurst ends up not being a guy and they pivot, they're still going to have some cost flexibility early in whatever other quarterback contract they would bring in, whether it's an early draft pick or a free agent or a trade or whatever it is, everything will be backloaded. So it's not like even if they leave the Hurts project right now or, in the next couple years, that it would, completely tie them up. I think they've done it in a pretty smart way.
I also think Hurts is, as a thrower, we all know the accuracy can be baffling at times. I got it. But I think if you're a defensive coordinator, what do you think, Dave? I think he's a hard guy to get ready for every week.
He is. I mean, we know the stress he can put on defense because of his ability to run and his ability to extend plays. And that is very important, and it's something that stresses defenses. But he still has to improve as a passer, and he's not gonna be viewed as a long-term franchise quarterback of this team until he's a better passer, and that's kind of what it is. And we'll see if he can get there. He has improved. From year one to year two, he improved. From year two to year three, you'd anticipate more improvement. It's just a matter of how much and how quickly it comes.
Well, he's got the dudes, though. Between Brown, Smith, Goddard, Miles, it's not a bad group.
Yeah, and an offensive line.
Offensive line, all that. Dave, it's always a pleasure. Even when we debate, it's fun.
That's fine. I like it.
I love having you on. You're the best.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Take care.